Welcome back to the SOS podcast. I'm your host, Liv. If you're new here, welcome. I'm so glad you're here. And if you've stuck around and listened to a few, I'm so grateful for you. A little bit of a disclaimer before we get into the episode. I am not a mental health professional. I'm just a girl that's gone through a lot of stuff in her life, to say the least. So I'm going to stop rambling and let's get into the episode. I've just had to record this intro about five times because I kind of just forgot how to podcast. Anyway, I'm here. So this week I wanted to chat to you guys a bit about some stuff that's been on my mind recently. I feel like when it comes to the end of the year, I get really reflective. I think back to the past year and what I've learned, and I look back at my resolutions and see if I've actually stuck to them and all those sorts of things. And I don't really believe in resolutions, but I do have some like sort of loose resolutions. I don't write them down, but I have some goals in my head that float around. And I actually this year had so much personal growth happen that I've realised, and I kind of touched on this on one of my previous episodes, that I'm having a bit of a quarter life crisis in a way, because I feel like I don't really know who I am. Like I do. I live with myself every day, but I don't feel like I truly know me yet. I think everybody feels this throughout their lives. I don't think we ever truly know who we are. But I've enjoyed exploring it really this year. I understand my head a lot more than what I used to. But I just feel like, I don't know whether it's because I'm a Pisces, any Pisces out there, you'll know what I'm talking about, where I am constantly just evolving as a person. And I feel like I have different layers. Like if you've watched Shrek, then you'll understand what I'm talking about. Like ogres have layers, but humans have layers too. I feel like there's so many layers to me. I've got like not different personalities, because then I'd be thinking I need to go back to therapy, but like I have like almost, I feel different every day. I'm never the same person. I really love fashion and style, and I think how you dress is kind of like a visual representation of how you're feeling that day. And one day I could be literally in, you know, joggers and a t-shirt and feel like that's who I am that day. And then the next day I could be like in, I don't know, a dress and heels and feel equally like me. And it got me thinking that actually that kind of rings true to my personality. Like some days I feel like a boss. Like I literally wake up and I'm like, you have literally got all your shit together. You know what you're doing. You are smashing it. And then other days I'm like, I'm really unsure. Like maybe I should be traveling the world. And then other days I'm like, oh yeah, I don't want to talk to anyone today. So I'm just going to stay at home. And some days I'm really happy and some days I'm really sad. And this is all so normal. And as I'm talking about this now, I realise how normal that sounds. We're all human. We all have our ups and downs, our ebbs and flows. But when you are in it and you're just going about your day to day, you're like, oh my God, I was on such better form yesterday. Why am I like this now? And I feel like we try to identify too much with our emotions. So what I mean by this is when I'm sad, I then am like, okay, this is the person I am now. I'm just a sad person. I'm going to embody this sadness. Have you ever watched the movie? Oh my God, I've literally forgotten the name of it. It was so amazing. It was like all the emotions in someone's head, like as animated characters. I think I'm going to Google it now and figure out what this, only 2 seconds. Inside Out. Okay, if you haven't watched that movie, you need to. It's actually a really good way of explaining emotions. Anyway, go watch it. But I feel like when sadness is in control and she is like, you're feeling awful today and you're really teary, I'm suddenly like, oh my God, this is how I'm going to feel forever. And I think it's because as humans, we grasp onto our identity so that we have some sort of sense of belonging and a sense of control, I guess. But, you know, people would say, for example, I'm an extrovert, so I only ever like being around people. So if they're on their own, they suddenly feel really out of control. And then if no one can meet up with them, they feel worried about that. And, you know, because that's their identity. And they're like, oh, and then it causes anxiety because they're like, well, I need to be around people to be happy. And then they get sad. So I think partly my issue is that I identify with my emotions too much instead of just letting them flow through me. And today I decided that I was going to put a stop to this kind of bit of anxiety I had. And it's mostly around money worries, which I've never really had before, but weddings come with money worries. So I was a bit anxious, and then I thought, I'm going to experiment. Instead of looking at it as, oh my God, I'm just so anxious and sad now, like, how do I get myself out of this? I thought, I'm just going to experiment, and tomorrow I'm going to do something different and see if it works. So I didn't put any pressure on myself to be happy today. I didn't want to identify with being sad anymore. I was kind of sick of it. I've been wallowing in a heap for the past week, and I was like, no, Liv, we're not doing this anymore. So last night I went to bed early, and I was asleep by 9. So obviously my body was tired because I needed it. I dropped straight to sleep. There was no issue. But I didn't look at my screen for a good hour before I went to sleep. And it was really, oh my God. When I tell you it takes a lot for me not to do that, I've kind of slipped back into the habit of scrolling again, which is awful. So I didn't look at my screen. I was like, I kept wanting to look, and I was like, no, don't do it, Liv. Just read a book. So I read a book, fell asleep naturally, and it was great. Woke up this morning naturally at 5:30 before my alarm. It was such a dream, and I felt refreshed. And I was like, okay, that's why we don't scroll before bed. Number one, we don't scroll before bed. I've just written it down. I think it's a rule now. I'm sticking to it even at the weekends because it makes me feel so rubbish. So I did that, and then I woke up and I thought, right, I've got two choices here. I either identify with the Liv I've been for the past week and go back to sleep and, you know, snooze my alarm 5,000 times, or I decide to just get up because I'm awake anyway. So I chose the latter, got my ass out of bed, and meditated. Now, when I say meditated, I chose a 5-minute. I eased myself in because I haven't meditated in a while. I kind of do it on and off. And recently I've been kind of doing it every few days. So I thought, right, I'll do a 5-minute meditation. Did that. And it was brilliant. I was like, my mind did wander a bit, but I was like, I'm just experimenting. This doesn't have to work. I don't have to force myself out of this state. I'm just going to let it flow. So I did that. And then I did a bit of yoga because I had Domino's last night. I'm currently filming this on Friday. And on Thursday after work, I was like, oh, I don't want to cook. So much to Sam's surprise, I said, let's order pizza, because I'm always the one that's like, no, we should cook and be healthy. And I was like, no, we're getting pizza. So I felt a bit bloated and a bit grim. So I just did a bit of yoga. It's like yoga for digestion or something, but it was amazing because it was just really light. It was like exactly what I needed. Down some water, got in the shower, got creative with my makeup today because I had time, and just had quite a lovely morning. I caught up on some wedding emails I had to reply to. So after that, I was already on like a better wavelength than I have been for the past like week, because I just felt really calm and really on top of things. And I was on the train and I was thinking, I think you do have, and I've said this before, you have a choice of how you feel. But I think half of that struggle, which now I've realised, is that I need to stop identifying with that Liv. So when I do get sad, that's fine. I'm allowed to be sad, and I'll allow it to just flow instead of going, okay, now I'm sad, so this is how I am for the rest of the day. I think we cling on to that emotion a little bit longer when we do that. I kind of see that I take life as if it was like a curated feed, like kind of on Instagram, where I identify with one theme and I'm like, okay, this is great. I'm going to, like, when I'm feeling really good, I'm like, right, now I'm identifying as this. I'm going to be this forever. I can't slip. I'm going to keep going. Like, this is me now. And then I get a little bit sad and it's like a picture that doesn't quite fit in the curated feed. And then I'm like, oh God. And then I have an identity crisis. And it doesn't have to be like that. I think that as humans, we're dynamic and we evolve, and that's okay. We shouldn't question that. We are only human and we have emotions and we change, and it's not linear and we're not one size fits all. But I feel like in this world we're living in at the moment, it feels like you, once you have your identity, you have to stick to it and be like, this is me. These are the clothes I wear, this is the hair I have, this is the eyeliner I use. It's actually really funny, when I worked at Topshop as a personal shopper, I would put outfits together for people to help them feel more like them. I'd never choose an outfit that I was like, you know, I think you'd look better wearing this, or I think you would look like a different person. I always tried to look at the person as they were and their circumstances, and then try to find clothes that could evolve with them. So why can't we do the same with our emotions? You know, it's a bit different. You can't go into a closet and say, right, today I'm going to put on happy, because it's just not like that. I mean, if that was the case, that would be a magic pill that we would all be doing. But I feel like my wardrobe is eclectic, my emotions are eclectic. But then if suddenly an emotion happens to spring upon you, like some sadness that I've had recently, just know that you don't have to wear that forever. You can change, and you will change, and it doesn't linger. This is a short and sweet one, but I hope it helped somehow. I'm actually just about to do some more wedding emails and get on top of some stuff before the weekend hits. I hope you're having a great week or weekend whenever you're listening to this, and I'll speak to you on the next one. Bye, guys.